Welcome to the Jaws for Windows 3.0 features presentation tape. This is side two. The tape is tone indexed and you can fast forward to the first beep. The table of contents follows. Beep one, the dictionary manager. Beep two, the frame manager. Beep three, the script manager. Beep four, changes with Henry Joyce in the first half of 1997. And the new Henry Joyce training facility. Beep five, who receives JAWS for Windows 3.0 and how can you get it? Beep six, new address, phone number and email addresses for Henry Joyce. Welcome back to side two. We're going to begin here with the dictionary manager. I am still in Microsoft Word. I'll turn off my keyboard help.
Keyboard help off.
And I'm just going to open up a file. I'll get some text up here on the screen.
Control-O, open dialog, file name colon at C, colon, backslash, M-A-M-E-T-Y, back to I-N-O-R-D, period, T-O-C, enter. Microsoft Word dash winward.doc, winward.doc, A.
All right, and this is just a file we've made up that we ship with the product that kind of gives you some information about using Word. I'll do a say line.
This file contains information which may be helpful when using MS Word 6.0, 7.0, and JAWS 4.
All right, and this continues on. I'll hit down arrow a little bit, so we'll see what this is.
Windows 1.2X or higher, period. Blank. There are many keyboard commands used in Windows which can be used in MS Word as well, period. It contains macros written specifically for use with MS Word, period.
All right, you see how this is reading? And one of the things I notice right away is that MS is in here quite a bit. So MS, the abbreviation for Microsoft. Well, let's say we want this to read a little cleaner and get rid of the MS. Let's set up a dictionary rule for MS, call it Microsoft. So I'll go back to the top.
Top of file, this file contains information with file.
I'll move over.
Contains information which may be helpful when use MS.
To MS Word.
MS.
And I'm on the MS. So all I gotta do now is bring up the dictionary and give it the new rule. So I press and insert D.
Press Ctrl plus D to modify the default dictionary file. Otherwise, changes will affect only the current application. Winward.jtf-jaws dictionary manager. Dialog. Dictionary entries extended. Select list box. Not selected. Backslash 133 equals ellipsis. One of...
Okay, there's several things that are already in here. Now, I don't want to change the default file. It told me if I want to edit the default file to just load it up, but I'm not going to do that. So let's just Alt-A for add.
Add dictionary definition dialog. Actual word edit. MS...
All right, that is the actual word. It brought it in because that's what I was sitting on in the document.
Tab, replacement word edit. M-I-C-R-O-M-O-F-T, enter, dialog, dictionary entries extended, select list box, control S.
All right, let's go back to Word.
Microsoft Word dash Winward.
And I'll do a say word.
Microsoft.
And there it is.
This file contains information which may be helpful when using Microsoft Word 6.0 or 7.0 and JAWS 4.
All right, it was that simple to fix it up. And you can change your name the same way if your name is pronounced wrong or something. And if you want to go in and let's say you want to change it. Let's see how we do that real quick.
Winward.jtf-jaws dictionary manager. Dialog. Dictionary entries extended. Select list box. Not selected. Backslash 133.
All right, I'm in a list box of the dictionary entries for Word. I'll hit M for MS.
MS equals Microsoft.
There it is, and I can just tab to the change button.
Tab, add dot 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 button, tab, change dot 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 button, enter, change dictionary definition dialog, replacement word edit, Microsoft.
So if you didn't like the way it was being pronounced or the word you chose in the first place, you can go in here and make that modification real quick, or perhaps we've set up a rule that you don't like, you can go in and modify it. You can also delete them just as easily. So that's it. Not a whole lot to the dictionary. You put them in an application-specific file, which will load up whenever you go into that program, or put it right into your default file, and the rule will apply everywhere with JAWS for Windows for you. You also have the options in the Configuration Manager to tell it to turn off the pronunciation rules in a specific program at that moment if you want. It's simply a checkbox. You can go into the Configuration Manager and turn off the rules for that application. And that's it for the Dictionary Manager for now. And in this section, I'd like to go over the frame manager to show you a little bit about how simple it is to set these frames up. I'm in Word.
Title equals Microsoft Word-Winward.doc, winward.doc.
And I've got my winward.doc file up here. Now, I'm trying to think of some examples of frames that we might want to show you, and I think a good one to start with might be the page number. This is information that appears on the status line. Let's go down and take a look at where it is and build a frame around it so that whenever we're moving through the document and that changes, we'll be told what page we are now on. So, in order to set it, let's first route JAWS to PC.
Route JAWS to PC.
Brings it inside Microsoft Word.
Page down. Oh, page.
And there it is.
One, page.
So page one, right there. It's the first thing on the status line, but we might not want to hear the whole status line. And more importantly, well, I can tell you, we certainly don't want to hear the whole status line. There's a lot of information here, section, things like that. So to build a frame around this, I'll do a keystroke, control shift left bracket.
Setting frame top left corner at 12,737.
It's giving me the pixel positions, which doesn't really matter to me. I don't really need that information. So set it the left edge there.
One, sec.
And I moved over to sec.
Blank.
Go back to the blank. This will give me plenty of pages. And set the right one.
Setting frame bottom right corner at 73,737. Frame manager dash window dialog. Frame name colon edit.
Now what happened is once JAWS said, oop, the left edge was set, and now the right edge was set, it put me automatically into the frame manager and loaded up a frame file associated with WinWord. If one did not exist, it would have created it. If it did already, it loaded the current one. So what is this frame name edit it's looking for? What would be an appropriate frame? How about page?
P-A-G-E.
You can get a little more descriptive with it, but that's probably good enough for the purposes of the presentation.
Tab, echo none radio button checked, 1 of 3.
So I went to the next control, and it's 1 of 3 radio buttons. So there's 3 radio buttons. I'm on the first, echo none. Well, this isn't necessarily the choice I want here, because anytime this frame changes, I want it to speak.
Echo highlighted radio button checked, 2 of 3.
So if your frame had highlighted information, there it is.
Echo all radio button checked, 3 of 3.
That's what I want, echo all.
Tab, save in frame file WinWord radio button checked, 1 of 2.
Yeah, I don't want this to be a default frame. This is related to WinWord, because this frame may not exist in other applications or this particular information.
Tab, save frame edit.
A save frame gives us the ability to just put a keystroke or assign a keystroke to this particular frame and have it spoken or have whatever we've told it to do happen when we do that keystroke. In this particular case, we may not want to use it, but we will on another frame I can think of, maybe for the clock on the taskbar. So we'll look at this one at that point. Press enter.
Frame manager dash WinWord, Microsoft Word dash.
Okay, and I silenced it. We landed back in Microsoft Word. And now anytime that page changes as I move down through my document, it's going to echo. Let's just go to the end of the file, see how big it is.
Bottom of file, blank, page 4.
Page 4. So I landed on the fourth page. And as I
page up, page 2.
It's moving. And page 3 must have been a short page. It skipped right through it. But it did give the appropriate information. I page up again.
Page up, page 1.
So this is working great. And you could also maybe put a frame around, oh, let's say your line and column. You wouldn't want that one to echo all the time. You'd want it to be given to you on a keystroke only. So that's a good example of putting one simply on a keystroke and leaving echo to none. Another example of that would be the clock on the taskbar. Maybe we'd go and take a look at that. Let's set up a frame around that taskbar clock and we'll assign it to a keystroke and then we can put it in the default file instead of WinWord file. All right, to do that.
Start menu.
I'll leave, let's see.
Move JAWS to PC.
Bring the JAWS cursor down to the taskbar. I brought it down to the start button. Do an end.
End. PM.
And I'm on PM.
148.
148. So let's set up the left edge here.
Setting frame top left corner at 972:48. Space. Setting frame bottom right corner at 993,763. Frame
manager. We'll just call this clock.
C-L-O-C-K tab. Echo none radio button checked.
Now we don't want this to echo every time it changes, so I'll leave it on none.
Tab. Save in frame file explorer radio button checked.
Now I want this in the default file, not explorer.
Save in frame file default radio button checked.
Good.
Tab. Save frame edit.
And we'll pick a keystroke. You can choose almost anything here. I'll try Control-Shift-T for time.
Control-plus-shift-plus-T.
That's good. Enter.
Taskbar.
Now, anytime I ask it,
148.
It's going to tell me what time it is. Let's go back to Microsoft Word.
Microsoft Word-Winward.doc, Microsoft Word.
And do a Control Shift T.
149.
And it still gives me the right time down there on the taskbar. Because it's in the default file, and it's always going to take that frame. Now, if you try and create something specific in an application, a frame in that area, it would override your default file. I hope that gives you a little bit of an understanding of the frames. It's going to be a very powerful and very popular feature in JAWS for Windows 3.0. We'll put a tone on, come back and look at scripts. Now in this section, we're going to speak a little bit about the script manager. What's the difference? Why a script manager from the macro editor? Well, with the script manager, we no longer have keys attached to macros. Rather, the scripts have logical names such as read, word, and context, and the keys are assigned to that script in a separate file, so they can be moved around easily. Let's just go in and take a look, and I think it'll be apparent how it's working.
JAWS Keyboard Manager -C colon backslash JFW.
So we'll come right into the keyboard manager, and I'm going to hit D for default. We'll take a look at the default file.
D, default, tab, list view, alt left mouse click, alt plus and pen slash default common, 1 of 158.
So we've got 158 scripts in here, and they all have names associated with them, and then we can look at the keystrokes and see how we can change or add them. So let's take a look at, say, bottom line of window.
S-A-Y-P, say all, say bottom line of window.
Okay, say bottom line of window. So I just started typing S-A-Y-B, and as soon as I figured that would be enough, and it landed on the first one that started with that. So say bottom line of window, and let's read the whole line here.
Say bottom line of window, insert plus page down default desktop.
So this is a insert page down macro. It's in the default file, and it's mapped to the desktop section opposed to the laptop section. Now, insert page down may not be a keystroke you want to read your status line or last line. So let's go in and see how we go about changing it. It could be done right through the menus under action. So I'll do an Alt A and see where change is.
Alt, menu active, action, add keystroke, dot, 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 control. Change keystroke, dot, 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 control plus H.
So there's the hotkey, control plus H. So all you have to do is find the script that you want to change and do a control H, and you'll get this.
Enter, leaving menus, change keystroke dialog, script name colon, say bottom line of window, hotkey, hotkey.
And it's asking me to put a hotkey on it. So I'll put control B just for demonstration purposes here.
Control plus B.
And press enter.
Enter. Confirm change keystroke dialog. Are you sure you want to modify default period? Yes button. Enter. List view, say bottom line of window, insert plus page down default desktop, 78 of 158.
Okay, so now say bottom line of window is on control B. So let's do a control B right here.
For L comma, press F1 reads the bottom line of the current window.
And there it is. It read the status line. And that was a little different from our frame I had set up on the control insert page down, just read that one section of the status line I wanted in an earlier section here when we did a frame around it. But that's how we change a keystroke. Now remember, Control B may be used in other applications. For example, Microsoft Word, Control B is a keystroke to turn on bold for either the selected text that you have in the document or from that point forward as you type. So you want to give careful consideration to this as you're setting up keystrokes. Now you may decide that you want to add a keystroke instead of changing it. And that leaves the keystroke on whatever key we had chosen, which is good for our tech support guys. So let's see what one we might add. How about, say, line? We use, by default, insert up arrow. Matter of fact, let's just find it with that. I'll do a Control F.
Control F, find keystroke dialog. Search for key colon. Search for key colon hotkey.
And I'll do an insert up arrow on the numeric keypad.
Insert plus up arrow.
And that is, say, line, I believe.
Enter. List view, 94 of 158, say line.
Okay, say line. So let's add a keystroke to this, and that'll be Control A for add. Again, you can go through the action menu and get these hotkeys.
Control, add keystroke dialog, script name colon, say line, hotkey, hotkey.
And let's add Control L.
Control plus L, enter. Confirm add keystroke dialog, are you sure you want to modify default period? Yes button, enter. List view, say line, insert plus up arrow, default common, 94 of 159, say line.
Okay, so now we have say line on control L, which is the one I'm on.
Say line, control plus L, default common.
And if I move down.
Say line. Say line, insert plus up arrow default combo.
There it is. It's still on the insert up arrow. So now we've got it on two different keystrokes. We can use either one we want. These are being saved in default, so they'll apply in other applications, provided we haven't got a script in another application attached to that keystroke already that would override this one. This will be about all I'm going to cover for scripts at this point. We are going to be doing some tapes in the future, and there's going to be some much better documentation on writing scripts for those of you who want to go in there and do some script writing. This is not necessarily something we expect our average users to do. That's why tools like the Configuration Manager and Frame Manager and Dictionary Manager and things like that are in there. But scripts really give some extra power to the application, and we try and take care of those scripts by providing them for you. And we do provide probably scripts for 40 applications already, and that list will be growing every day. And one thing that I did just think of as I was talking, and I know a lot of users have requested it and asked for it, and that is a macro recorder, a key recorder for macros in the past. Well, the keyboard manager and the changes that we've been making in JAWS for Windows, such as the script manager, that's been the first real step towards that key recorder or script recorder. And that is something coming in the future, and that's going to make things a lot easier for folks trying to do some of this. This is the first step, and we're heading in that direction. All right, we're into the last section of the tape here. I want to talk about several things in this section. First of all, I do want to point out to you that this tape was really designed to give you an overview or demonstration of the new features coming out in the JAWS for Windows 3.0 product. The training tapes that come with JAWS for Windows, and there will be a new set for the 3.0 tapes, along with upgrade tapes that come if you've already got an earlier version of JAWS for Windows and you just buy the upgrade, you'll get these new tapes that kind of cover the new features for you in much more detail and work with you on how to get going with them. So if we didn't provide all the information to you in this presentation tape, that was because we were really just trying to give you an overview and show you how it all works. If you would like to get a hold of the full set of the 3.0 tapes, if you don't already have a JAWS for Windows, you might consider ordering the timed evaluation of the JAWS for Windows program. That gives you the entire software package to install and use for 60 days from installation, along with all the documentation and full set of basic training tapes that come with the JAWS for Windows program, so that you can follow along and see how it works. We'll walk you through getting started and getting you into the Windows 95 or Windows NT environment using JAWS for Windows 3.0. Now, if you already have an earlier version of JAWS for Windows, and in addition to perhaps the upgrade tapes, you want to get a new set of JAWS for Windows basic training tapes, there will be a charge for those tapes of $25. You can contact Henner Joyce or your local dealer, and we'll be happy to get out the set of 6 basic training tapes to you. Make sure you let them know when you call in that you already own JAWS for Windows. You should have your name and serial number ready, and they'll provide you those new basic training tapes for $25. Otherwise, the timed evaluation offer for others is $39.95. That $39.95, by the way, is applied to the purchase of JAWS for Windows if and when you buy the product in the future. At this point, I'd like to talk a little bit about other things that have been changing in regards to Henner Joyce, other than just JAWS for Windows. As you may or may not know, the company has been growing and trying to keep up with the demand for development and delivery of our products. And we've made some big strides to be able to deliver this to you today and in the future. First of all, on January 1st, 1997, Henner Joyce moved into a brand new facility here in St. Petersburg, Florida. It's about 4 times as much space as we had in our older facility, and we've been able to utilize that new space by bringing in more staff in-house and setting up a beautiful training facility right there at Henner Joyce. The training facility is going to have 12 workstations in it, so you can come down, get hands-on training with a group of 12 other people, and we'll have one sometimes even two or three trainers maybe in the room with you working on different things, some as a group and some things as individuals. You should contact us and make sure you let us know what level of expertise you have and what it is that you would like to get out of the training so we can make sure we fit you with the right course at the right time. This training facility that we've got at the office is designed primarily for trainers throughout the United States and outside the United States to come in and learn through a 3 or 4 day course how to teach JAWS for Windows, or better yet, how to teach the Windows environment using JAWS for Windows is probably the most appropriate way to say it. Now, this training center will be providing some training for end users, I'm sure, if not right away, in the very near future. If you have interest in the possibilities of coming down to Henner Joyce and you'd like to get information on pricing and an outline on available courses, including script writing workshops we will be doing, you can send email to training, T-R-A-I-N-I-N-G, at hj.com. Now, in addition to the training facility, we also have increased our technical support department. We currently have a technical support manager, Chaz Colburn. And in addition to Chaz, there are 4 full-time technical support folks on the telephones to help answer your questions as you call in or email in questions with JAWS for Windows to jaws@hj.com. We did experience some email problems when we first moved into our new offices. Those have been ironed out, and the guys are doing a great job at keeping up and answering those questions that come in through the email, as well as the 800 calls that come in every day, and they've just been doing a great job. We get a lot of good feedback. Now, lastly, I wanted to let you know how you get JAWS for Windows 3.0 if you're not sure. First of all, if you've got JAWS for Windows, an earlier version, if you've got 2.0, if you do have a software maintenance agreement, sit tight. You'll be receiving the 3.0 product. If you do not have a software maintenance agreement, but you do have JAWS for Windows 2.0, you should contact your local Henner Joyce representative or Henner Joyce and get the information on purchasing that upgrade. And then you may want to consider getting a software maintenance agreement, so as we do other upgrades, you'll receive that. Now, if you don't have JAWS for Windows at this point yet, contact your local dealer or contact Henner Joyce and request information and pricing on how you can get started with the JAWS for Windows program. You should let them know if you intend to work in the Windows 3.1 environment at some point. They will be able to assist you with doing that with a previous version when you receive your 3.0 so that you can always work in both. Now, to contact Henner Joyce at our new facility and addresses, you can write to us at Henter Joyce, HENTER-JOYCE, Inc., 11800 31st Court North, St. Petersburg, Florida. The zip code 33716. You can contact us toll-free at 800-336-5658 or on the direct line at area code 813-803-8000 or fax at 813-803-8001. Now, you can also reach us via email at info@hj.com, or for support, it's JAWS, J-A-W-S, at hj.com. We also have a website. The address is www.hj.com and an FTP location at ftp.hj.com. Well, that will just about do it for all the staff at Henner Joyce and its dealers around the world. This is Eric Damery, and I'd like to thank you for joining us on this JFW 3.0 Features Presentation Tape. So long.